Now, news this afternoon about a familiar face to Ireland. French President Emmanuel Macron has appointed Michel Barnier, the European Union's former Brexit negotiator, as his new Prime Minister. The move is a bid by Macron to put an end to political paralysis following an inconclusive snap election at the beginning of this summer. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with us now. Paul, for those of us who've forgotten those Brexit years, remind us again about Michel Barnier. Who is he?
He's a very experienced French politician who became a commissioner back in 2010. And when the UK decided it was going to withdraw from the European Union under Article 50, they were searching around for an experienced person. Tall man, silver hair. He's mountaineer is here. He's involved in endurance sports, and he certainly got one. He became the European Commission's chief Brexit negotiator. And once the UK left the EU, he then had to negotiate a trade deal between Brussels and London. Again, they called in on Michel Barnier. I think there's two things to say about him. One was that he adopted the Irish position, which it could be no return of hard border on the island of Ireland. So that in the 70s, 80s and 90s, we had military checkpoints between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. Now, as the UK was leaving the European Union, we couldn't have trade checkpoints on the borders. And he adopted that and ensured that it didn't happen. And I think it was the consistency of message and the fact that he was over and back between Dublin and Brussels so regularly that he really became a friend of Ireland. But he always kept his eye on French politics. In 2021, he did try and become a presidential candidate, a Conservative politician wanting to increase retirement age. It wasn't successful, but he never went away.
You say he kept his eye on French politics. He's certainly in the centre of it now. France had this election at the beginning of the summer. So how does his appointment fit into that?
Well, at 73, he's a man still with a lot of vigour. He's someone who still wants to play that role. Mr. Macron has decided that because the far-right National Rally has an awful lot of MPs in Parliament, that he's going to pick this Conservative politician, more centrist, in Michel Barnier. And it's interesting to see that Marine Le Pen's National Rally has said it would not immediately reject him, opening up the possibility that France, after so many months, could get a new government with him at the helm.
Paul Cunningham, thank you.